Amen. Those who wish to address us at this point, I encourage you to. This looks perhaps like we may have a long meeting ahead of us. We will see how the speaker cards turn out for the different items on the agenda. I will be reserving the right to limit the total time that we take for a comment on particular agenda items. I'll try and be fair about that, and it will all depend on how many speaker cards we have. So we're going to be adjourning this as a committee of the whole, which is a fancy way of saying we don't have the proper number of directors to serve as a quorum. I do have several requests to speak, and I'm going to extend the courtesy. I know there are several elected officials and representatives of elected officials. Should you choose to speak on an agenda item at this point early in the meeting and not wait for the agenda item to be called and speak within that context, I'm going to extend the courtesy. I know I've received several indications that you do have places to go. The first speaker is Assemblyman Anthony Portantino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for letting me go first. I have to be in a second grade class, my daughter's class. I'm the secret reader today, so thank you. Members of the Board of Directors, I urge you to ensure that transportation priorities supported by voters last November in Measure R are included in the LRTP that you are considering today. The voters made clear their desire to see transportation solutions move forward immediately. In current economic conditions, it has become even more critical that we move quickly to get projects into construction. As a shovel-ready project, the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension is positioned to address these issues perhaps more quickly than any other project in the system. I urge you to take the advantage of the opportunity to make this a win-win for the voters, taxpayers, and policymakers by living up to the Measure R contract to provide traffic relief through the region. Specifically, the board should continue working towards meeting Measure R benchmarks, including a commitment to operating the Foothill Extension Phase 2A in 2013, 2B in 2017. I echo the concerns of our congressional delegation and urge Metro to work with our congressional representatives in broadening Los Angeles County's approach to federal funding to ensure that our fair share of transportation dollars are returned to our region. The Gold Line is ready to go. Please fund it. Thank you.
Thank you. Fred Ortega from Congresswoman Judy Chu's office. Fred, how much time do you need?
If we could get about 2 to 3 minutes, is that okay?
Okay. And you have other people with you?
I'll be speaking for all of us.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to give you, 4 minutes to do it?
That'll be fine.
I'll give you four. I see that
thank you.
You've got several people up.
Appreciate it, Chair. Now I'll be speaking for all of us. So I just wanted to bring my colleagues up from the offices of Congressman Dreyer, Mark Harmson, Congressman Sanchez, Jesse Chang, and Congressman Schiff, Yvonne Hsu. My name is Fred Ortega. I'm with Congresswoman Judy Chu's office. And on October 20th, 2009, a bipartisan delegation of 14 Southern California House members sent a letter to the MTA Board of Directors urging the board to support a more inclusive regional and long-term federal funding strategy in advance of the likely adoption of the county's long-range transportation plan today. Following is a summary of that letter. Los Angeles County is the largest and most congested region in the United States. Oh, and Congressman Baca's representative is here as well. Yet it has received significantly less federal funding for transit projects in other areas. We are writing to strongly urge you to have a more inclusive regional and long-term federal funding strategy. In order to maximize federal funding, we strongly urge you to broaden the county's federal strategy. We are very concerned that Los Angeles County is not positioning itself well to receive its fair share of New Starts funding in the near and long term. Metro's current plan puts the county at risk of being out of the New Starts funding queue for several years, perhaps for the entire surface transportation reauthorization bill. It is highly unlikely that federal funding for the West Side Subway Extension and the Regional Connector Transit Corridor could be allocated through the federal New Starts process in as little as 3 years, leaving the county without a source of federal funds in the interim. For the completion of the New Starts process, on average it takes 1.5 years to 7.8 years for light rail transit projects. This time is calculated from the point the FTA approves the project for entry into preliminary engineering to receipt of full funding grant agreement. It seems extremely short-sighted not to include the Gold Line Foothill Extension, Gold Line East Side Extension, and Crenshaw South Bay Transit Corridor in Metro's New Starts funding priority list. The Gold Line Foothill Extension project, Azusa to Montclair, is developed enough to be ready for federal New Starts funds in the years before the West Side Subway Extension and the Regional Connector Transit Corridor. The Crenshaw South Bay Transit Corridor will provide a major connection with Los Angeles International Airport, connecting the Green and Expo lines and possibly the Wilshire Corridor, serving 12,000 to 15,000 riders. And the East Side Extension will improve mobility in the communities east of Los Angeles, which are expected to experience 30% population growth over the next 20 years. And we want to stress the point that it is not at all unusual for regions to have more than one project in the New Starts program at the same time. In fact, New York, New Jersey, Denver, and Portland, which is much smaller than Los Angeles County, all have had multiple New Starts projects at the same time. So we beg to differ with the LA Times editorial this morning saying that this rarely happens. Los Angeles County is investing $40 billion over the next 30 years in local transportation projects through Measure R. It is imperative that we have a robust, long-term federal funding strategy that brings as much money to the county's transportation needs as possible and leverages significant local dollars on the table. Otherwise, we will continue to lose out on federal funding to other regions in our state and across the country. We would like to work together as a team as we pursue New Starts funding for Southern California's priorities on the federal level. And this letter was signed by Congressmembers Jerry Lewis, Lucille Roybal Allard, Mary Bono Mack, Adam Schiff, Judy Chu, Diane Watson, Grace Napolitano, David Dreyer, Gary Miller, Ken Calvert, Jane Harmon, Maxine Waters, Linda Sanchez, and Joe Baca, a bipartisan coalition. Thank you very much for our time.
Are there any other elected officials who would like to speak at this point? The representatives? Okay, I'm going to go to the public then. Antonio Lopez? And do we have an interpreter for Mr. Lopez? Okay, Mr. Lopez, if you can please wait until we get the interpreter. Don't go too far. We'll get the interpreter and then you can.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Christine Trang. And then if Craig Thompson would get ready, either before Mr. Lopez or after, if the interpreter arrives.
Hi, my name is Christine Trang, and I'm a journalism student at USC and a reporter for Annenberg Digital News. I was working on an article about the electrical leakage issue that came up during construction of the Gold Line extension, and I sent in a public records request. I asked for all documents and correspondence between Metro and its contractor, but my request was denied. I am here today to appeal this denial. Please ask the County Council to explain to you and to the public why this public record request was denied. The reason given to me was that there could be future litigation involved, but there is always potential for future litigation in anything. This information should be available to the public until there is actual litigation. In my reporting, MTA told me, however, that the contractor agreed to pay for the electrical leakage issues, so I don't understand why there is still threat of a lawsuit. Even so, this is a public project, and the public should know what is going on behind closed doors between Metro and its contractor. A perfect example of how important this issue is to the public is evident in the passing of Measure R. Thank you.
Thank you. Interpreter yet for Mr. Lopez?
Not yet.
Okay. Espera, por favor. Craig Thompson and Harold Leacock, please get ready as well.
I'm Craig Thompson of the Citizens for Better Mobility, and we are
public transportation supporters. And in this, what we are asking is that of the Measure R funds, is there any way that the highway portion of that can be cut to feed public transit? Because people who use the highways, they have their own cars. Obviously, it looks like they're doing quite well enough to pay for their own gas, their own maintenance. Why should we be subsidizing them on their expensive freeways when we need more bus, more rail, and more public transit? Furthermore, we are asking that some of these funds be spent on the shovel-ready Gold Line Foothill extension, because in that corridor, there's a hell of a lot of ridership there. And the line will pay for itself in no time at all. Thank you very much.
That was Mr. Craig Thompson. Harold Leacock?
Yes, my name is Harold Leacock.
John Walker, please be ready as well.
And I'm here just to echo Craig Thompson, because we're both of the same organization, the Citizens for Better Mobility. And I live along the extension of the Gold Line route out in San Dimas, California. And I'm eager. I'm in my 60s, okay, but I want that line built so I can enjoy it in my retirement years. So I'm just looking forward to having that completed. Back then when the Gold Line was extended to Pasadena, I didn't see why the whole project wasn't done then, because when you break it down into segments like we're doing now, it takes each segment takes a whole thing to approve. So I'd like to see that extension get on the way, get built, and also the people out in Ontario would like that extension to go to the Ontario airport. So if we can do that, it'll be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John Walsh and Malcolm Klugman, please get ready if the interpreter is not here yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I reserve my welcome to the zoo. Everything is late. How many people have waited for a bus for 1 hour? And the other people are white and own cars. Everything is late here. The subway is late. We have a new coalition called the Subway from Hell to the Sea. We anti-coalition, or for short, Go to Hell Subway. And I want to tell you what this is all about. It's not about rail versus bus. It's about the Jewish West Side against the Gentiles. Okay? Everybody knows. And I'm going to tell you, your money here in Pasadena, you don't have any money. The money goes for Antonio. He's getting his money from the West Side. Now, I'm a Jew, I'm a Gentile, I'm everything but black. And I'm telling you right now, I'd like to adjourn this meeting in honor of Miguel Molina, who was shot to death in North Hollywood by a sheriff with a taser gun. And no story in the LA Times. And guess
what?
Thank
you, Mr. Walsh.
LA Times.
Malcolm Klugman?
You're a Gentile?
That is John. Okay. I want to give people an assignment for next year. And everybody here needs to work on it. What we got to do, this is a driver's license. Kids can't wait till they turn 16 to get one. Other adults want to get as much money so they can buy a big new car so they could use this. We've got to make this is a senior bus pass. We've got to make the bus pass almost as sexy as the driver's license. We've got to find ways to use public-private partnerships to get companies to provide rewards to the people who are already using bus passes, and entice people to get new people to get bus passes. As I said before, the electric car,
high-speed car,
is going to
get...
All right. Well, you want me to do the whole thing again? I had enough trouble today. I got enough excitement for one day. No, I'm saying you need a public-private partnership to work to get industries. Start with the companies that are located where the red lines stops are, and other companies who would benefit if there were less traffic on the road so they could do more business.
Thank
you, Mr.
Clark. We've
got a year to do that.
Harry Gibbons. Who needs a sign language interpreter?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. I have a question that I would like to see if you can answer for me. First of all, can you tell me who the MTA supervisor D-109 is? This person stopped by to see me at the Metro, Rail, Green Line, Aviation, LAX station last year, October 30th, 2008. I have not been able to meet with him yet. I want to meet the supervisor because I want to ask him if he took pictures of myself and the damaged, shredded clothing in the escalator after my accident there. And he's explained he'd like the interpreter to read another statement. He says, "You must have overlooked this reasonable matter. After my fall backward in the narrow, nearly 22-inch wide escalator, there was no room for me to turn around in order for me to get up. Therefore, I had to place my left hand on one of the escalator steps to stop myself from further sliding downward. The moving up escalator carried me back to the top of the platform and stuck me in firmly. Therefore, I became caught so I could not move. I was helpless and had no choice to go elsewhere, even though I could not reach the nearby emergency stop button. The moving up escalator caught me firmly and chewed me up partially, especially with scratching, stripping, and tearing my upper back, including tearing my clothes. Just like a powerful tourniquet, it tightly went around my right arm in the moving escalator. The powerful moving escalator chewed up my skin, flesh, and nervous system, resulting in a damaged back and my right arm, near the elbow and destroyed my nervous system within the injury of my arm. The nervous system within the injury is never to be restored for the rest of my lifetime."
If you could please conclude, however, if the remarks are written, you can submit it to the board secretary and they will be included in the official record.
Yes, okay. Yes. We're going to give him hand.
I will give him.
We do have them.
To one
I
of
see
you.
Them here.
Who? Whom
we
do I give
already.
It to?
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Thank you very much. Did we get the interpreter yet for Mr. Lopez?
Bill.
Okay. I am going to give Mr. Lopez an opportunity to speak at whatever time the interpreter comes, because he came up and we called him. But the good news is, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a quorum.
2, 3, 4, 7.
Yes, we do. It takes 7 of us. So I would like to call the Board of Directors meeting of October 22nd to order. If the Board Secretary would reflect the presence of those members at the dais. We are going to start with a Pledge of Allegiance. Director Robinson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Please stand. Stand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, still no interpreter? Okay, we'll get to it. It'll be a long meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, last month we were unable to conduct our business of closed session because the meeting ran late and we lost a quorum and we could not conduct the closed session items. they are very critical items that we tend to immediately. After, I see we have the interpreter, after Mr. Lopez gives his remarks, we are going to recess to a closed session that we'll try and conduct as quickly as possible, and then return to open session. Just something we have to do, unfortunately. So let me invite Mr. Antonio Lopez to make his public comment. And then you can all get up and stretch your legs for probably at least 20 minutes.
Ahí está un micrófono.
General.
Okay, when you're ready, Mr. Lopez. Completed.
Buenos días, mesa directiva. Buenos días, todos los que se encuentran en esta esta sala.
And to everybody who is present here.
Quiero yo decirles que la política que ha estado durante muchos años ha sido una política falsa, lo cual el orgullo que tenemos es de la gente trabajadora y la energía que es de todos ellos y es el progreso para todos y familias enteras.
I just want to let you know that the policy that has been applied for the past and now is not a good policy, and our pride is on the working people.
Mire, la política que ha sido las monedas que ha tenido, esta es una bocina y este es un imán. Mire las monedas de Jorge Bush, mire, estos son dólares, mire, falso. Mire, ve esto está aquí, mire, falso, mire cómo se pegan. Ve usted aquí una moneda mexicana, no, mire, se tira para abajo, mire, mire. Ve usted una moneda de 5 pesos mexicanos, mire, se tira para abajo. Mire, usted esto, mire, se queda ahí. Ve usted esta moneda, se queda ahí. Ve usted un dólar ahí, mire, se queda ahí. Ve usted esta moneda, mire, 1971 plata, se queda allí. Ve usted esta moneda, de esta cadena de oro, se queda. Mire, cómo corre, ve. Por eso es, no podemos darle para que se vaya y aumenten los precios. Lo que vale es lo de tiempo atrás. Simplemente tenemos.
Okay.
Thank you. Madam Interpreter.
Yes. I want you to see that I have a speaker here and I have some coins here. And the coins that was from George Bush, that stays, you know, it has a magnet. So it's just get magnetized there, but the Mexican currency, it falls down. So I can tell you that many of the currency that I've been putting here, some stays and some goes down. So that tells you that is false.
Okay, thank you. Your time is up, Mr. Lopez.
We'll
see you later on in the meeting. I know you have other cards for other items.
Okay, tu política no sirve.
The Board of Directors will recess to close session.
Good.
We'll be back in at least, you'll have at least 20 minutes. Thank you.
Can I have your seats, please?
Mr. Chairman, always nice to be with you.
Please take your seats, everyone. Okay, I'm reconvening the MTA Board of Directors meeting, October 22nd. We've concluded with closed session. We tried to go through it quickly, but we didn't hurry, as John Wooden says. I thank you all for your patience. We had to get through that at this time before we jeopardize any of the cases that we were discussing. Yes, we do. And before we go any further, I would like to welcome a new face. He's not a new face, but he's new to the board.
Thank you.
Director, City Councilman Tom Labonge.
Thank you very much.
Director Labonge, welcome.
I wouldn't want to
Okay, we're going to move into the consent items. Are there any consent items that we have? Are there some conflicts?
Imperial, Colorado River.
That's eight, but I have some items to three or four conflicts.
I'm sorry?
He only has three.
To testify on the civil suit on that thing. Cover service
guy. For me, right?
Yeah.
The comments on consent?
Oh, good question. Not number 10. 25. Or am I? There's one.
Okay, I have comments on consent. Item 9 is Arnold Sachs, followed by Dennis Woods.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair. I have a few items on public consent on calendar. Would you like me to address them all at one time?
Okay.
5, 8, 9.
I see number 9.
5, 8, 9, 36, and 44, and they're pretty much all interrelated.
Can you address them in 2 minutes?
About 2.5.
Okay, 2.5.
Give me a minute.
Item 5 refers to a project where you're going to grant development for a commuter parking lot and transit-oriented housing. And so I was wondering, would that be one of the projects that would be considered for public-private partnership? To get in partnership with the redevelopment agency is just to see money blow out the window. Item number 8 and item 14 are kind of like, and item 36 are kind of like all interrelated. Item 8 refers to East Side Phase 2 build alternatives. Item 9 refers to transit highway projects. And item 32 or 36 refers to a regional near-term strategic planning concept. The question is when you develop these concepts, why don't you develop them fully? Why do we get an East Side Rail Phase 2 build alternative? Why do we get a red line that has 17 alternatives? Why do we have 14 transit highway projects? Do they have alternatives once they're considered, or are these the final projects? How come this money is constantly wasted on study after study after study?
Is that someone's cell phone or what?
Okay. The wrong door.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, as a general request, we're not familiar with the particular alarms that go on in this building, so if security and our police force realize that it's a fire alarm and we're sitting here not taking the appropriate action, please let us know. I mean, I didn't know what that was, sort of. We had a debate. And your time is up.
That was your pacemaker.
I'll need one. Wow, I'll need one. Thank you.
Nice guy.
Dennis Woods.
Come on. Hey, man. Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Good evening to the board. My name is Dennis Woods, and I'm here representing the city of South Pasadena. Unfortunately, our mayor could not make it today and has requested that I speak before you. I'm speaking specifically on item number 9, which is the public-private partnership. The city of South Pasadena requests that the SR 710 North Extension, which is a tunnel, be eliminated from further study in that public-private partnership study. And it's for 7 reasons that we're making that request. Reason 1 is that the city maintains that Measure R unlawfully includes the 710 extension, and it was placed on the ballot without a CEQA assessment. And although we have lost in the original court or Superior Court, until it becomes final, we request that the board does not include that. Secondly, is the 710 is not financially viable to advance for further study at this point, is not fully funded. Thirdly, both the West Side Subway and the GO line would be completed by 2025, and the 710 North Extension Tunnel is listed as funds become available. We think those two projects would need further study. Number four, unlike other projects, the public-private partnership, the 710 North has not shown to be technically feasible. And also, unlike other projects, the SR 710 North extension has suffered from opposition formally.
Thank you, Mr. Woods.
If you could. A letter was submitted to William to pass out to you for both this item and item number 10 for the long-range transportation
plan. Okay, I'm sure we have it in front of us. Thank you. John Walsh, item 5. Followed by Damian Goodman, item 5 as well.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. HollywoodHighlands.org. And if you're interested in the MTA blog, Steve Hyman does the MTA blog. He went from doing the LA Times blog to the MTA blog. So that gives you an idea about the LA Times' position on what's going on here. Culver City, this is a pocket of minorities in Culver City. This is about one thing and one thing only, development, building. L.A., there are only two things in L.A. County, race and real estate. Everything is based on race and real estate. And remember, these people up here are an all-white jury. Watch them start to fight over the pot of gold. They're now fighting over the pot of gold at Culver City. HollywoodHighlands.org. To quote the governor, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Damian Goodman.
Damian Goodman, coordinator of the Citizens Campaign to fix the Expo Rail Line. Let me begin by saying if the 710 community does not want that money, we'll take it for great separation in South Los Angeles. Once again, well, here we go again. The city of Culver City's contribution to this project is $4 million. The city of Los Angeles, $30. Yet, despite that, more money is being spent for the 1 mile of this line from La Cienega to Robertson, $180 million, than for the 4.5 miles in South Los Angeles. We're being told, Mr. Mayor, to eat cake in South LA while our children's lives are jeopardized, our community is divided, while our traffic is worsened. While yet again, this agency seeks to provide more resources and more confirmations for the city of Culver City. To be clear, this is not a statement against Culver City's actions. They're defending their territory. They are listening to their citizens. We just wish we could get you to do the same, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Very much. Joseph Gonzalez, followed by Councilwoman Kathy Salazar.
Good morning, Metro Board. My name is Joseph Gonzalez. I'm a city councilman for the city of South El Monte. I am here in support of item 8, which is the Eastside Transit Corridor Phase 2 study. I am here representing 6 cities for the SR60 Coalition, which are South El Monte, Montebello, Monterey Park, Rosemead, El Monte, and City of Industry. We just want to thank the Metro staff and the Metro Board for continuing this study, which will allow the San Gabriel Valley some resolution to the traffic problems along the 60 freeway that affect all our 6 communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilwoman Kathy Salazar, followed by Ariel.
Thank you.
Darfus.
I'm Kathy Salazar, Councilwoman for the City of Montebello. First of all, I want to thank the board for the project. I think it's a very important project for the East Side. The Montebello City Council has a resolution to go down the 60 freeway, and the residents of the city of Montebello want that route overwhelmingly. We would also like the board to, if possible, expedite that program along the 60. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ariel Scarpas? Scaras. Socaras.
Socaras. I'm even having trouble with it. Good morning, Chair and Board. My name is Ariel Socaras. I'm the planning manager with the City of Montebello, and I'm here to speak on item 8, which is the east side extension of the Gold Line. Just have 3 comments to make. First, I would just like to commend the Metro staff on the great work that they've done up to this point. We've been working with them for several years, and they've been very thorough and comprehensive, and not to mention the extensive public outreach that they've undertaken. Second, just want to go on record, as Councilwoman Salazar previously mentioned, that the City of Montebello City Council has adopted a resolution to support the route along the 60 freeway. And lastly, we'd just like to extend any assistance that the City of Montebello can provide with respect to any resources or information that may be necessary for the potential environmental issues that may come up with the route running adjacent to the landfill there in Monterey Park, just north of the 60 freeway. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Clyde Williams, followed by Esperanza Martinez.
Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno. Item 9, I would highly recommend that you not put the 710 North Extension on the public-private partnership list. It's not ready to go, even the route. The shortest route, and thereby the cheapest route, is actually to Verdugo and Eagle Rock from El Sereno. So the Meridian route would be totally changed. So it's not the shortest route up to the 710 North Stub. However, it's going to cost $5.8 billion or more. If you do your simple calcs, that's a toll of, say, $15 each way for 5 miles. That seems rather expensive. It's also a matter that you're moving it without regard to the communities that are affected, and you have already put on a schedule of completing the EIR process by the year 2015. Guess what? It won't be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Esperanza Martinez, followed by Malcolm Klugman.
Good morning. My name is Esperanza Martinez, organizer with the Bus Riders Union. So I'd like to speak on the Measure R guidelines. These guidelines are a critical first step to protecting the 20% for bus riders. But what baffles me is that there are forces on this board demanding a highway plan with just as much integrity as the rail plan. And I ask you, who on this board is willing to fight for a bus plan that has just as much integrity as the rail and highway plan? We're asking you to create a lockbox around the 20% for bus improvements. We ask you to protect bus eligible funds so that we can actually have a conversation around bus expansion for this county. Thank you.
Thank you. Malcolm Klugman, followed by John Walsh. Yes, before you start, Mr. Klugman, Mr. Mayor.
I understood that a lockbox around the bus, the 20%, and that it's in the legislation, and if it's not, just to be clear, I'm certainly prepared to stand for that proposition, because we need all three. We need a bus, rail, and highway plan that can move people and goods in this county, and I'm certainly, I always understood as one of the authors of Measure R, that in fact is in it. But if it's not, I think we ought to make sure that it is, and obviously put a plan together, as we have for highway and rail, that seeks to implement that plan.
Thank you. I support that. And Mr. Leahy, if you could perhaps come back next month and give us a clarify our understandings on the legislation and the Measure R term.
Will do.
Referenced by the mayor.
I thought that I put in a thing for item 10, which is the long-range plan, rather than, or am I on item 9, or what's the difference?
I have 36 here for you. Item 36.
Wait.
It's on the consent calendar.
All right, so that's on the okay. Item 36. You're going to create a blue ribbon commission to study what to do about the MTA. This is the blue ribbon commission. The people who use the system put things on the buses, the questionnaires, ask people to fill them out to say what would they do to make the service better. Also, put it somewhere where automobile people could say, what would we do, what needs to be done to get us to get out of our cars and use the system. If you get a blue ribbon commission, you'll get nice people in suits who don't use public transportation. So what will they know about the actual day-to-day way this thing works? So use these people as your blue ribbon commission.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Chair Najarian, there was an elder here that put a public comment form in the general public comment. His name never got called, so I don't know what actually happened.
Well, we didn't go through all our public comments, so what we did was take public comments until we had the quorum. Uh-huh. We broke the closed session. We will be coming back with those, the balance of the public comments at the end of our
at the end of
business.
The meeting. Okay.
Unless there's a medical reason or a special request, then you can contact one of the staff and I'll consider that.
Elderly, so he can't stay too long. Are you talking
about Walsh?
No. As a diabetic?
Mr. Walsh.
I have a medical reason. MTA drove me crazy.
It's been a long drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back a quarter of a century to RTD, where he sat. There were 1.6 million weekday boarders. Boardings on the bus. 1.6 million. Then we got billions of dollars, and what do we have now? 1.1. Okay, let's add the rail in, 300,000. 1.4. We've lost 200,000 boardings a weekday in a quarter of a century while the counties population went up 75%. The number of people who actually, the number of transit trips, public transit trips compared to cars is shrinking. We are shrinking, ladies and gentlemen. And what are they going to do now? They've added $1.5 billion in the last 2 years to MTA's budget. And guess what? They're cutting the bus service.
Thank you.
HollywoodHighlands.org.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh.
The mayor always looks at to find out what I know about Lou.
Thank you. Kimberly Richards.
Engaged now.
Kimberly Richards. Followed by Arnold Sachs.
Chairman, would you remind me which agenda item I'm speaking on?
You have indicated you're speaking on item 37 and 38. And you will address both items together in the interest of time,
yes.
Which is greatly appreciated.
And I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Kimberly Richards, speaking as the Public and Legislative Affairs Director of Southern California Transit Advocates, simply wish to restate our concerns that this line may not be a great idea, and also our concerns that the proposed fare structure for same, which is the other agenda item regarding this, that creating a new fare structure for this line, instead of putting it under our existing fare structure, may end up creating more confusion. And while we understand from conversations with operations that a review of the fare structure is going to be undertaken, perhaps it would be better to begin this line under the existing fare structure and wait for the outcome of that study before determining whether this line should have a special fare. I see nothing wrong with a premium fare for premium service. But this line is going to be an exception to other services running in the same corridors, and therefore it should be perhaps considered under the current fare structure, maybe adjusted later. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Arnold Sachs.
Good morning again. Arnold Sachs. I'm fascinated. I went to, actually, a COG meeting, the Southern California Area Governance meeting a few months ago, where they had a symposia history of different agendas that were discussed at a convention. 1991, overview of strategies for making connection between transportation, land use, and air quality. 1994, taking strategies from concept to adoption to implementation. 1997, transportation and the economy. 1999, interregional travel and local development. 2002, tackling traffic congestion. In this list here, it says here, these reports have been printed and disseminated to attendees, co-sponsors, and cooperating organizations, as well as a broad set of agencies and organizations in California, other states, and Washington, D.C. What's the reason the MTA didn't get them?
Thank you. Consent items? Motion for the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the record. Any objections to passing the consent calendar?
Move to adjourn.
Mr. LeBange.
Yes.
All the conflicts are noted. Okay. With no objection?
Can you please call these two out?
Okay. Before we pass those, I have two cards that have just been submitted. Teresa Soto and John Martinez, and then we'll hold our vote after that. These are consent comments. We have a motion and a second. We're awaiting the board decision. But Teresa Soto and John Martinez. The cards were misplaced, and we want to give everyone a chance.
Ms. Soto needs an interpreter.
Okay. Do we have our interpreter here? Here, no? Thank you.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es. He vivido por 40 años en Boyle Heights.
Good morning, my name is Teresa Soto. I have lived in Boyle Heights for over 40 years.
Pertenezco a la organización de East LA Community Corporation.
I'm a member of East LA Community Corporation.
La cual hizo una encuesta y tenemos 300 peticiones de los residentes.
And we've done over 300 surveys of local residents.
Los cuales tienen tres preocupaciones. Número uno, seguridad, luces y líneas para los peatones.
And there's been three major concerns lifted up through that survey. One is lighting, pedestrian markings,
los barandales, luces preventivas y líneas para los peatones.
Markings, lighting, and pedestrian barriers.
Alrededor tenemos cinco escuelas.
There are five schools near the Gold Line.
Centros para seniors.
Senior centers.
Y nosotros sabemos que tenemos muchas necesidades por las cuales estamos aquí pidiéndoles a ustedes seguridad para nuestra comunidad.
And you all know that we have a lot of reasons to be here to ask for more secure safety around our community.
No nos oponemos a la línea dorada. La apoyamos.
Don't oppose the Gold Line, we support it.
Pero nosotros queremos seguridad, queremos trabajar con ustedes y los vamos a apoyar. Pero nosotros queremos una promesa de ustedes que nos van a escuchar y nos van a apoyar en las necesidades que nosotros tenemos.
We support the Gold Line, we'd like more safety, and we'd like to work with you on safety.
Muchas gracias y Dios los bendiga y ojalá y tomen en cuenta las palabras de Boyle Heights.
Thank you, God bless you, and please keep the words of Boyle Heights in mind.
Thank you very much. John Martinez.
John Martinez, 11-year resident of Boyle Heights, Soto and Chavez, also a volunteer member of the East LA Community Corporation. I helped conduct the survey that we did recently, specifically on the Gold Line Extension safety issues in Boyle Heights. With the hundreds of surveys that we did on the streets in Boyle Heights and East LA, and also the dozens that I personally did living at Soto and Chavez, some of the things, some of the reflections of that survey. About 80% of Boyle Heights residents, East LA residents, never heard of anything about security measures or anything about the construction or anything about the Metro Eastside Gold Line Extension. Nothing in the papers, nothing on TV, nothing on radio. We were the first, in terms of the survey, to get basic information to them about safety concerns. Second of all, I live at the Hotel Chicago at Soto and Chavez, and what it is that only one day in the last couple of years, we received three flyers that were on our outside door explaining the basics of about what was going on with the construction. Basically, a grand amount of ignorance in the area, and also there's been not enough information given out regarding what's going on. Several, if I could just have another couple seconds just to list some of the things, because we're on the ground with this survey, and we could give you copies of the survey if you want the results of the survey. One of the things that we see on the ground is that there is huge stretches of the gold line where there's just curbs there. There's no barricades, there's no fences or anything. Kids are running across already the tracks over by the East LA Civic Center where they're playing games already with the tracks. There's no, again, barricades, there's no fences, there's no safety there. First and Indiana is another place. First and Indiana is a dangerous turn where you can touch from the sidewalk the train as it passes by. Because of all this that's gone on with the poor planning, design, and construction of the gold line, there's going to be accidents, injuries, and deaths in Boyle Heights and East LA. You as board are responsible.
Thank you very much. We support increasing the life of the budget project. Item number 44, we support the increase to that budget to improve safety measures. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And there are no other cards for consent items. We have a motion and a second. And if there's no objections, will the secretary please record a unanimous vote for that? There is one public official who was passed over. I'd like to give him a chance at this point. Tony Davis.
Good morning. I'm Tony Davis. I am an avid MTA rider as well as a struggling actor. I'm here to speak on item 10. I'm here asking that the plans for the MTA railroad heading out to West LA, where I often travel for either work, audition, or nighttime fun, be unblocked and moved forward immediately. I am told that the building for this railroad, oh, I guess you guys know I'm not a political person, will take up to 10 years. And I'm asking that you all build this railroad as soon as possible so that we can travel out there. I travel quite frequently out there in that area, so I'm able to do my auditioning and as well as traveling for the nighttime pleasures. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the reason we're smirking is
I know I heard the
you were a public official, but you're acting as a public official.
Yeah, actually, I had that role yesterday on television.
Thank you very much for your comments. Very good. That leads us to the next item, which is the chair's report. Item 10 is coming up. That's what we're all here for. But first you get to hear from me. And wow, it's been a very exciting few weeks for me. I was fortunate enough to attend the APTA convention in Orlando, and at that convention I had a chance to speak to the Federal Transit Administrator, Peter Rogoff, as well as his local staff, Leslie Rogers, as well as many other congressional leaders who were there. I was very excited at that convention, and I was going around bragging to everyone that there's a new page that we're turning at the MTA. And that's a newfound consensus that we had just come off of in September. And they were giddy times. And the looks on the FTA administrator's face, he was a little stunned, actually, when I told him that LA was unified in their approach toward transportation issues. And then I went to Washington Sunday, And it was my intention during that trip to play some offense for the county, to go out and, again, tout our newfound unanimity and consensus and talk about all the great projects that we have, and not just the subway onto the west side and the regional connector, but all of our other plans, the Gold Line and the Green Line and our highway element, and to really lay the groundwork for a delegation of the board perhaps in late November or early December. And it was a very interesting. Unfortunately, when we got there, there was a letter that had surfaced from our congressional delegation, which sort of put me from playing offense to playing defense. Actually, more being a firefighter, trying to put out flames or little brush fires. I had a great opportunity, though, to meet with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, both of our senators, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, as well as our congressional delegation, Adam Schiff, David Dreyer, Lucille Roybal Allard, Grace Napolitano, Corrine Brown of Florida, Judy Chu, and others. And what I learned from meeting with them is that Metro, in the last 4 months perhaps, has not been doing a good job in communicating with our elected delegation. Of course, everyone's maybe familiar with that letter that came out, and that's what we were using as we went from office to office trying to answer some of their questions. And it became clear that they were not aware of the details of our funding strategy. They had some misinformation about timing, about priority of projects, and that's really Metro's fault. And they told us that we wish we had someone from Metro keeping us up to date on every major issue that we do. And we have gone through a transition. We had a representative out there, Mr. David Kim, who was so good he was snatched up by the FDA in the Obama administration. And so much of my time was out there, along with Mr. Leahy, and Mr. Katz was there as well, trying to answer some of the basic questions. What is Measure R giving to certain projects? What is in our long-range plan? What is in the Measure R plan? How are other funding sources available? So we were trying to dispel myths during that about Metro and our programs, and I'm going to insist that we immediately maintain better ties with our congressional delegation and let them know exactly what we're doing. And when we make a plan, a lot of what we do here is strategy. And if you just look at what we do in terms of actions, it might be confusing, it may be counterintuitive as to what Metro does to advance transportation projects. Unless the congressional staffers and the congressional leaders understand why we're doing what we're doing, it really leaves the whole process open to second guessing. I don't blame our congressional leaders. They're given information, sometimes from outside our Metro organization, from individuals, from third parties. And once that information takes hold, it's hard for them to step back. They've already taken their positions. They've already made their stands on issues. So my primary comment and conclusion is we need to keep a much closer tie and communication with our congressional leaders, and we need to continue our efforts at consensus on this board to make sure that we get as many federal dollars as we can from a variety of pots, whether it's New Starts, whether it's the Infrastructure Bank, whether it's the second phase of a stimulus program. We will succeed if we act together. Thank you very much. Okay, that brings us to the next item, which is item 10. I have a comment on my comments. Is there a card for item 3? You submitted for item 3? Okay, yes, there is. Item 3, Arnold Sachs.
Thank you. Good morning again, Arnold Sachs. I appreciate your comments, Mr. Chair.
But I just wanted to use an example, and I brought these comments to the County Board of Supervisors. The fiasco with the high-speed rail system.
Now these comments have to pertain to my comments.
Okay.
That's my only restriction I'm going to give you. If you wander off
You mentioned discussing programs with the federal government. You mentioned going to Washington. So I'm just saying that in the Downtown LA News Weekly, there was a story regarding the Los Angeles-San Diego via the Inland Empire section, California high-speed train system with the federal government. The high-speed train for California to San Diego. The point is that discussions have been said that California is going to get $8 billion for high-speed rail from the federal government, but the federal government's program is $8 billion for the whole country. The money that's been allocated through the state from the transit bill for the high-speed rail...
Time's up.
...doesn't make sense. So your discussions in Washington really don't make sense. I know, they don't make sense either. But I still try.
Sex. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, item 10. Before we get into a staff presentation, I want you all to know this is my stack of cards. There are perhaps, what's the count? Maybe close to 100 requests. We have to get through to the business of this item. We have to hear from the board. There's a lot of discussion that's going to go on. And we have other items as well on the end of the agenda. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hear from the public officials first. And then after that, I'm going to put a time limit on the comments to 40 minutes. To 40 minutes after the elected officials have had a chance to speak. I know you're all anxious to hear how we think about it. We want to hear from you, but we just can't go on too late into the day, maybe into the evening. And we'll see how it goes. Remember, please try and keep your comments brief and to the point. You don't have to take up your full minute. That way, we'll get more input from all of you. And if someone has spoken eloquently before you, you can simply adopt those remarks and say you agree with the previous speaker. That way, we can really get through this. So let's start with Carol Inge. Our planning.
I'm Brad McAllister, Executive Officer of Long Range Planning, and staff are here today recommending approval of the 2009 Long Range Transportation Plan as specified in the Board Report Recommendations A through F, and we have a short staff presentation. I've been working on the plan over the last several years. About a year ago, we had a draft plan that was circulated for extensive review. This was before Measure R, and that plan actually had no new projects since our last plan, which was adopted in 2001. The reason of that was the increases in construction costs, as well as the lack of new revenue sources to fund additional projects. Measure R has provided us those resources, and the presentation we're going to show you today shows new major transit projects, major highway and sidewalk projects throughout the county, increased funds for transit operators, commuter rail, and local improvements. This is a map that shows you the entire public transit plan, Measure R, as well as other projects that were included in our 2001 plan. Rather than go through the whole page, we have in the presentation listed the projects, including 4,500 bus fleet, 40-foot equivalents for munis and metro operators. This slide shows transit projects that are scheduled to be implemented by 2019, approximately 10 projects, and it's showing the opening date for those projects. The following slide is showing projects recommended in the plan beyond 2019. So rather than going project by project, this is the full transit plan. In addition, in the transit plan, the plan provides funding for other programs in the transit area, including Access Services Incorporated, MetroLink, rail rehabilitation replacement, as well as contingency funds, funds for new rail yards and additional cars, and other programs as well. The map before you on the screen is the highway map, the highway plan. At Planning and Programming, there was a little testimony that was a little confusion on the 710 project as to whether that was a state route or an interstate, and we've done some research, and just to confirm, that is a state route, so we've made the correction in the presentation, as well as noted that it's an alignment under study, and we would suggest making that into the final report as well. I'm not going to go through project by project, but the highway plan funds a number of categories, including freeway improvements and gap closures. And the slide shows the projects as well as the opening dates. Carpool lanes, and we've listed the projects on that slide. Freeway interchanges, carpool connectors, other freeway improvements, freeway rehabilitation, highway operations, as well as the various goods movement projects on the Alameda Corridor East and BNSF grade separations in the Gateway Cities area. And in addition to both the transit and highway components of the plan, we've updated other sections of the plan. There's a new high-speed rail section, a new section for LOSAN, the Los Angeles-San Diego-San Luis Obispo Rail Corridor, a new section for public-private partnerships, and we've updated the section that was included in the 2001 plan. We've updated that for the congestion reduction demonstration project. One of the key components of the plan is the strategy towards new starts. This slide shows the 2010 picture of new starts funding around the nation. And clearly we need a strategy that gets us closer to the New York side.
Stop right there. I want everyone, again, to look at this map. And this is what I went to Washington with, and this is what Mr. Leahy and Mr. Katz, this is what we had in our hands when we went to speak to both our delegation and others. That big green Godzilla up there in the Northeast is New York, New Jersey. The Yankees. look at L.A. Look how small and underfunded we are. And don't just compare it to New York. Look at Salt Lake City, please. Portland, please. Dallas.
That's the Yankees payroll.
We are a world-class county. We're a world-class region, and we're getting left behind. I'm sorry to interject my comments.
Thank you. And so we have integrated the board's approved strategy from last month into the long-range plan. Recommending both the West Side Subway and Regional Connector as part of the strategy for federal reauthorization, and the plan assumes a 50% contribution as well as the other half from Measure R borrowing. The plan has a number of underlying assumptions. These are well explained in your package, and due to the lengthy presentation, I'm not going to go through one by one, but there are some assumptions that underlie the plan funding. And there are a variety of guiding principles. I'm not going to go through these one by one either, but the intent is to hold the whole program together and to address the ups and downs of finances and whatnot as a package as we go into the future. If the board approves the plan, we'll complete a final plan document that will be out in several months that will incorporate the board action. We'll go to SCAG and integrate our plan projects into the SCAG Regional Transportation Plan. We'll seek your approval at a future date for any TIP projects that need to be included into the SCAG short-term TIP for near-term funding out of the plan. And we'll be completing working on the operating deficit workout plan, as well as aggressively seeking funds through the reauthorization. So that concludes staff's presentation.
Mr. Leahy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The plan before you represents months of very detailed hard work on both the highway and the transit component. As the board knows, we're moving to strengthen our capacity to deliver highway projects. This plan includes important key regional projects such as the Foothill Extension, the subway, the Regional Connector, the Expo Line, the Crenshaw Line, and others. There's been a great deal of meetings amongst various parties to work through this. The LRTP is important because it becomes the basis for future actions and will allow us to ensure consistency with SCAG's plan on our own and on the federal side. Of course, as events transpire, conditions will change. When that occurs, we will bring it back to the board and seek direction. I would just note on attachment A, we have some guiding principles referenced, which will seek to establish some protocols that will be guidelines as to how we make changes should there be such a necessity. The purpose of the guidelines is to establish a basis for fairness at that time. I would recommend that the board approve this plan. Following that, we would look forward to continuing, as the chair just outlined, in the effort to build a regional coalition collaboration to go back to Washington, D.C., and get a big circle for Southern California as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to our comment period. These are the officials, elected or otherwise, that hopefully there's no actors in the group. Ellen Isaacs, followed by Mike Gomez. Followed by Tara Goraya. If you hear your name, come forward and you can perhaps be on the standby deck there. And then Mayor Laura Alhasso.
Good morning. I'm here on behalf of Assemblymember Mike Feuer, who is in Sacramento co-chairing a hearing on reforming state government, or he would have been here himself to speak. Assemblymember Feuer was the author of the legislation that enabled Measure R, the half-cent sales tax for transportation, to get on the ballot. Last November, in the midst of the deepest recession in recent memory, 67% of voters in Los Angeles County nevertheless voted to tax themselves to fund a specified list of major transportation infrastructure projects in our region. They want these projects built, and built soon. The Metro staff recommended long-range transportation plan incorporates all of the projects listed in Measure R for funding. These projects represent regional compromise, and they're mandated by the voters. The voters put their trust in the board to build the projects they voted to support, and it's important to honor their wishes. It's imperative that all of us with a stake in this region unite to get projects funded, built, and operating in Los Angeles County as soon as possible. Assemblymember Feuer urges the board to adopt staff's recommendation to approve the LRTP without amendments that could jeopardize our transit future and as a roadmap to better transportation for the region. Thank you
very much. Thank you. Mike Gomez, followed by Tara, and then Mayor Laura Alhasso.
Good morning. My name is Tara Goraya, District Director for California State Senator Carol Liu. This morning, I would like to submit a letter on the record signed by 8 area local legislators from the California legislature urging for a more inclusive federal funding strategy for the Metro Long-Range Transportation Plan, echoing the congressional sort of sentiment in the letter dated October 20th. The names of the signers of this letter are Assemblymember Steve Bradford, Assemblymember Isidore Hall, Assemblymember Ted Liu, Senator Carol Liu, Senator Gloria Romero, Senator Wright, Senator Curran Price, and Senator Calderon. In summary, we urge for the more inclusive regional long-term federal funding strategy and to amend the LRTP plan to include Foothill Extension by 2013. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Laura Alhasso.
Going to Secretary.
Good morning. I'm Laura Alhasso. I'm the mayor of the city of La Cañada, Flint Ridge. 3 things. First, a thank you to Metro staff members Renee Berlin and Brian Lim for listening to concerns of local entities and working to expand the definition of highway operational improvements. The expanded definition allows my city to use our funding for a desperately needed sound wall project. We urge you to approve those definitions. Number 2, with regard to that sound wall project needed by our city years and years ago, the timing for the Arroyo Verdugo subgroup funding is such that only half is coming in the first 10 years. Other cities have multiple projects and can simply do some now and others later. Sound walls are La Cañada's only project. We ask that the deferred $6 million be moved to the initial allocation period so that we can complete the entire project in the near term. And number 3, and final, the LRTP allocates $5.7 billion to the 710 tunnel project. Skagit Metro have for years said the project is necessary to relieve arterial traffic congestion and mitigate air pollution. However, the draft final truck study, this, and you need to read it if you haven't, commissioned by Skag, shows that most of the arterials will continue to operate at level of service F. In addition, the cities of Pasadena, La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Glendale, and the area of La Crescenta will be hugely impacted by the additional 850 trucks per hour going through our towns. Gridlock is predicted for many segments of the 210 freeway. Why in the world would we spend billions of dollars on this project which does not alleviate current projects?
Thank you very
much. Use it on money, that projects that we can actually use.
Council Member William Bryan. Bill Rosendahl. And I hate to cut elected officials short, but please, if I jump in after a minute or a minute five, understand we've got to keep this meeting rolling. So, Mr. Bryan.
Good morning. I'm Council Member William Bryan from the City of Beverly Hills. The Westside City's Council of Government and the City of Beverly Hills strongly support the Metro Board prioritizing the Westside Subway Extension in the long-range transportation plan. Beverly Hills City Council will unanimously pass a resolution on August 4th supporting the Westside Subway Extension, and this resolution was adopted by an 18-member community-based mass transit committee that were also unanimous in the support for the Westside Subway Extension. Our entire council understands the importance of the West Side Subway Extension to meet the transportation needs for the West Side residents as well as employees from all parts of Los Angeles County that commute to jobs on the West Side. We urge you to build upon the action last month prioritizing the West Side Subway Extension for federal New Starts funding and prioritize this project for the long-range transportation plan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Councilman Bill Rosendahl in his place. I'll put his card aside. Councilmember Paul Koretz. He's here. Followed by Phil Reyes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Paul Koretz, acting as the 5th Council District member for Los Angeles. I'm proud to be here today, along with my other colleagues on the Westside Cities COG, to ask you to support the 2009 plan, including the Wilshire Subway. As a West Sider for 50 years, I can tell you that there's been a gradual change in the commuting patterns. It used to be that folks would leave the West Side and head to work downtown. What we're seeing now are folks from the San Gabriel Valley and other areas east, South Bay and other areas south, San Fernando Valley, all converging on the job-rich areas of Century City, Westwood, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Mid-Wilshire, Santa Monica, and then leaving in the other direction at night. And so if we really want to get commuters out of their cars all over the region, we need to make it accessible for this area where a lot of the jobs are. So this is not something just for West Siders. It really cuts both ways and helps the region. And that's what we really need to be looking for. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Reyes, I'm not sure if I'm reading that correctly, from Duarte City Council. Bill Reyes. Okay. Council Member Scott Malson. Dog Chair. Followed by Richard Bloom.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Board Members. I'm Scott Malson, Council Member of Culver City, joined by my colleague Michal O'Leary. I'm current Chair of the Westside Cities Council of Governments, here today on behalf of the Westside Cities to endorse the amended draft long-range transportation plan that you have before you today. It's taken several years and a great deal of hard work to arrive at this juncture. This plan contains a fair, regional, and strategically sound approach to federal new starts. It funds Measure R projects, and it includes a significant and necessary reinvestment in our highways. We support the draft LRTP and the message it sends to our partners in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, that despite frustration and some disagreement, the Los Angeles region has come together with a set of regional goals for the common good, that the region is doing its part by providing local funding for important transit and highway projects, and that it is time now for these same partners to fight together for us so that we can reach these common goals. We urge the board to unite behind this plan as we did last month on the New Starts package, and we need you to display the unity of purpose that our congressional delegation needs to see. Thank you.
Richard Bloom, followed by Doug Tessiter and Louise Gaston.
Good morning. I'm Santa Monica Council Member and COG Member, Westside COG Member Richard Bloom. On behalf of Santa Monica and the COG, I want to thank the Metro Board and staff for the priority that you've placed for Expo Light Rail Phase 2 from Culver City to Santa Monica in the funded portion of the LRTP. The benefits of the line are broad. Expo's ridership of 64,000 passenger boardings per day will only be realized when the line is complete to Santa Monica in 2015. It promises to be one of the heaviest utilized light rail lines in the entire country. We support the recommended funding for the West Side Subway, which, like Expo, will realize the promise of high transit ridership. It will be one of the most cost-effective projects in the nation and will provide needed congestion relief for a corridor rich in jobs. Congestion in Los Angeles County is constraining our economy, limiting our future, and diminishing our quality of life. Your actions today will permit us to compete nationally to change those dynamics for the better. Thank you.
Thank you. Doug Tessiter, Lois Gaston, followed by Joe Garcia.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tessiter, councilman from the city of Glendora and vice chair of the Gold Line Construction Authority. With me today are members of the Joint Powers Authority and other representatives from the cities along the Foothill Extension. We support every transit project in the LRTP, the subway, the regional connector, the East Side Extension, Crenshaw Line, Foothill Extension, etc. Together, these projects have the potential to change the fabric of our county and allow us to prepare for a cleaner and more mobile future. We urge you to adopt an LRTP that provides for the brightest future possible, illustrating early success to the voters and the FTA by leveraging Measure R dollars to maximize federal funding and leaving no federal dollars on the table, unused and wasted. We urge you to adopt a plan that begins to improve mobility as early as possible, illustrating early success to voters and the FTA. The Foothill Extension can provide one such quick result.
Let me interrupt you for just one second.
Yes,
are there other cards submitted by any of these
I don't think
speakers?
So, no. We're just the two of us.
Can I give you another minute? Will that suffice
Absolutely.
For the group?
Well, she's going to want to speak. I've got about 10 seconds. It's ready to go. In just 4 years, the line can be completed to Azusa, adding millions of riders to the metro system and creating tens of thousands of jobs now. However, the LRTP needs to be amended to commit operational funds for the line in 2013. If that change is made, we can break ground next June and be completed in just 4 years. That would certainly keep faith with the county's voters and reassure our federal partners.
Thank you, Member Gaston.
Thank you. My name is Lois Gaston. I'm a council member and former mayor of the city of Duarte. I want to underscore what Doug just mentioned about the importance of jobs that the Foothill Extension can start creating next year. I heard Mayor Villaraigosa recently speak about unemployment rate in our county, and I believe he said that our county is at ground zero for unemployment. My constituents and workers from all around the area are desperate to find work, especially those in the construction industry. I talk to contractors and builders regularly, and they say that nothing's happening, and that they're either having to lay people off or not finding work for themselves. It's really become critical. With a commitment by the MTA board to change the operational funding year from 2017 to 2013, the Foothill Extension will break ground in 6 months. No other rail project in the county is able to do that. Let's stop the politics and do what's best for our region. Let's get our workers back to work and at least get this project started and built. Thank you.
Mary Ann Lutz, followed by Joe Garcia.
Good morning.
Is there anyone else in the group that has submitted cards? So that was my question.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Joe Garcia, council member for the City of Monrovia. I'm here to urge you to expedite the construction and operation of the Gold Line Foothill extension to Azusa, and in doing so, help Metro help itself with respect to the construction of a 28-acre maintenance and operations yard in Monrovia. Monrovia understands that an M&O yard is essential to the extension of the Gold Line. I and my city council colleagues have visited your other light rail yards. The existing Gold Line yard, the Midway yard, is small, cramped, and inefficient, even before you open up the East Side Extension. Together, we can construct mutually beneficial solutions. Our community is prepared to partner with Metro on this project. The question is Metro ready to partner with Monrovia? If the board acts decisively today in favor of the Gold Line, then you will unlock any number of opportunities for the entire LA region. I urge you to support the Gold Line, and I urge you to secure Metro's current and future operational needs. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Marianne Lux.
Good morning. I'm Marianne Lux, Mayor of the City of Monrovia. I, too, urge to expedite the construction and operation of Segment 2A of the Gold Line Foothill Extension, and in doing so, provide for Metro's light rail maintenance needs. I trust that you have all heard about the ongoing conversations between your staff and the City of Monrovia regarding the proposed Monrovia maintenance yard. Monrovia has, to this date, purchased roughly half of the 28 acres. Additionally, we have entitled this site with a balance of overall 80-acre project with as an intensive transit-oriented development called Station Square. You see, our community's vision for this land is not a maintenance yard. However, if it will attempt to expedite the Gold Line, we will gladly take that land and use it for the good of the entire region. So you can understand why we were a little more than disappointed in seeing the long-range plan and the staff's recommendation not to fund the operation of Phase 2A until 2017.
If you could conclude your remarks, please, Mayor.
Thank you. Monrovia has acted in good faith, and we have done everything that we need to do to try to move this forward with the maintenance yard. All we ask is that Metro continue walking side by side with us, and we are able to make all of our needs met. Thank you.
Rosendahl. Councilperson John Heilman.
This must be my good luck day. I found a penny on the floor. That's a positive feeling I have. And I have a positive feeling for another reason. We, the people in L.A. County, voted yes on Measure R. What that means is $30 billion over the next 30 years. So what do? We kickstart everything with federal support. I was in Washington last week, met with some of the people in the White House. They're 100% in favor of giving us more support than they've ever given. We are the only county in the nation that has put this measure to its voters. Just the other day, we put our money where our mouth is. So here's what I say first. Of course, the subway to the sea and the connector. That subway to the sea will bring hundreds of thousands of people in and out of the congested west side from all over the region. At the same time, we do the east side, we do the south side. You know, we do all of these absolutely important parts. We are in a megalopolis of gridlock. And to get out of the megalopolis of gridlock, we have put our money where our mouth is. And I can tell you this. The congressional delegation letter that we all read this morning, or so the op-ed piece in the LA Times, the last two paragraphs made sense to me. If we all work together, we can fund all these projects. I don't want to see people fighting among themselves in this room. We put our money where our mouth is. If we go back as a concerted effort to Washington, we will get stimulus money for jobs. We will get the Fresh Start money. We need that infrastructure bank in place, and we need to borrow off of that as well.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
John Heilman, followed by Michael O'Leary.
Mr. Chairman, Councilman John Heilman.
There was one important thing missing from that letter from those members of Congress.
What was that?
They didn't mention anything about getting us dollars. I thought I'd throw that out.
Thank you. Michael O'Leary? Terry Dipple? Michael O'Leary?
It's Michal O'Leary, and my colleague from Culver City spoke already. We need your support here. As the eloquent council member from Los Angeles just spoke, we all stick together. We will get the funding we need for this region. Please.
Thank you very much. Did John Heilman remain in the room? He left. Terry Dipple? Alex Pugh? If you hear your name, just come on up. Richard Powers?
I'm not speaking as an elected. I'm here on behalf of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. We are the oldest and largest business organization in Los Angeles County. We represent 1,600 member businesses, over 700,000 employees, and we were strong supporters.
Microphone up.
We were strong supporters of Measure R. For us, moving this LRTP forward is critical. We're not concerned about who gets what. We're not concerned about regional issues. It's important that all of the projects move forward and that we are able to do the planning. We work regionally. We work with stakeholders from all over the county and, in fact, from all over Southern California, and we all face the same problems. So I'm here today to urge you to move forward on the LRTP today. Now, don't delay any longer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman of the Board, Richard Powers, Executive Director of Gateway Cities Council of Governments. I'm here on behalf of a board resolution from our COG board that was adopted unanimously supporting New Starts at the Middle. We support this because of the impact to the Gateway Cities with the regional connector and its impact on the Blue Line. The Blue Line is the highest volume, most successful light rail system in the nation. It will have impact directly on the city of Long Beach as well as our other Gateway Cities. We also believe that one of the ways of getting additional federal money is to submit those projects that have the highest scoring potential and will really bring the money here. All of LA County benefits for light rail systems on the regional connector. In the spirit of the new consensus, we support the subway as an element of importance to LA County's infrastructure as a whole. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Terry Dipple? Was Mr. Dipple here? Did Mr. Heilman return? And Phil Reyes, Florida City Council? Not there. Okay, I don't have any other cards from elected officials or from governmental organizations, quasi-governmental organizations. Now, my stack just went down a little bit. It's 10 to 12. Down a bit. Okay, let's try a minute each. We may be able to get everyone in. I'm going to, though, put an outside time limit in case cards filter in at 1 hour for public comment, at which point I'm going to close the public comment on this item and go to the board, and we're going to do our thing. So let's start with Roger Christensen, followed by Hugo Garcia. Mike Telly is in the hole.
Hi, my name is Roger Christensen. I am the chairman of the Metro Citizens Advisory Council. We've had many meetings with the staff, and we enthusiastically support the long-range plan and its amendments. I have to say, I find this predictable and last-minute leapfrogging from people like Foothill totally offensive. That certain people who were opposed to Measure R are now just trying to squeeze more money for themselves and steal all the a good chunk of the federal money. The big ticket items here are the regional connector and the West Side subway. Everything else is going to be built. Foothill is a shoo-in for 2017, which is higher than they deserve, concerns of cost effectiveness and ridership. Support the long-range plan.